If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nearly 40% of Americans would struggle to cover a $400 emergency expense without borrowing any money. Having $100,000 in your savings account provides a safety net for emergencies and unexpected expenses. You're not sure, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Oh my God, help, help. You're like, I got the money. We get off of our job and we don't want to come home and figure out different ways that can generate other income. We'll come off our job and go work another part-time job. You got to continually invest in yourself by learning new skills that can increase your earning potential. You can turn your hobbies, your interests, your passions into income-generating activities. You gotta find a partner that will create a space and a place for you to be honest about some of your challenges, some of your issues that you're dealing with. And I hate to say this, it may not be. What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. Welcome back to the show. It's The Table with Anthony O'Neill. And today, we're going to be diving into a critical milestone on the journey to financial freedom. And yes, we're going to talk about it. I mean, some people may feel a little uncomfortable about today's conversation, but we're going to talk about how do you save your first $100,000? You know, did you know that the average American household has a savings rate of just about 5% of their disposable income? So according to a recent survey, nearly 40% of American people who live in the United States of America, watch this, would struggle to cover a $400 emergency expense without borrowing money or selling something and or putting it on a credit card. I'm saying one more time. According to a recent survey, nearly 40% of Americans would struggle to cover a $400 emergency expense without borrowing any money. Let's go up. 60% would struggle to cover a $1,000 emergency. These statistics, right, highlight the importance of having a robust savings plan actually put into place. Reaching the $100,000 mark in your savings and investing is not just a financial milestone, but a significant psychology achievement. It represents discipline, strategic planning, and a commitment to financial freedom. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you key strategies that helped me save my first $100,000 inside of a high-yielded savings account, and how you can apply these principles to your own financial journey. Whether you're just starting out or looking to boost your current savings, these tips will provide you with a solid foundation for building wealth and achieving financial security. I want to start off this ad by thanking my friends over at SoFi. They are sponsoring today's show, and I promise y'all, they are offering an amazing high-yield savings account that is partnered with their checking account. I'm going to drop their information in today's show notes. You can go to anthonyoneal.com/SoFi. If you get their checking and savings account, their savings account high-yielded will be 4.6%. It is absolutely amazing. That's where I park my emergency fund at, and I love seeing the power of compound interest. Go to anthonyoneal.com/SoFi and open you up a savings and checking account today. Now, let's get to this. Why $100,000? Anthony, $100,000? Yes. Why is $100,000 important to get to? Number one, like I said earlier, it's a psychological milestone. You see, when I reached $100,000, it was a significant psychological milestone that boosted my confidence, and it set a solid foundation for future gains. When I look at my accounts now, and I have, you know, several $100,000 dispersed between my business, between myself, and et cetera, it's like, man, wow, if I could do $100,000, what else can I do? Now my brain is stretched. When you go from having $5 in your savings account, $50 in your savings account, and let's be honest, if we can have $500 in our savings account, that is honestly, in today's day and time, that's great. But we shouldn't be aiming for $500 minimum. We should be aiming for at least 3 to 6 months bare minimum of our net pay. For me, I stretched myself to a year of my net pay parked inside of my high yield savings account with SoFi, because I wanted to know that if something happened to me, I am in a great place. And psychologically, I'm like, man, dude, there's nothing I can't do. Like, seeing that money in the account and then seeing $400 or $500 a month being deposited into that account, for me, just allow my money sitting there, that did something to my mind. So not only did it do something to my mind, but it also gave me a sense of financial security. Having $100,000 in your savings account provides a safety net for emergencies and unexpected expenses, reducing financial stress. You walk into your job and you got $100,000. You know, let's bring this down. You walk into your job and you got $50,000 sitting in your savings account. You walk in there differently. Your boss sends you a text message saying, hey, I need to have a meeting with the team. You're walking into that meeting without any stress. Now, emergencies just become an inconvenience. An emergency is no longer a stress builder. It's not putting you into depression. You're not freaking out. You're not spazzing out. You're like, oh, dang, that's an inconvenience. I got to go to my account and get $10,000 out. God, I'll go on it. You're not sure, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Oh my God, help, help. You're like, ah, I got the money. Now you're like, wait a minute. How do I get the $10,000 back in there? When I was working for Ramsey, man, I was like, ah, man, I ain't tripping. If something would have happened, and let's just say they would say, hey, man, you're fired, I wasn't tripping. I was like, cool, great. Now before, oh no, your boy was living paycheck to paycheck. And I remember when I saw a lot of money in my savings account, I was living in Brentwood, Tennessee at the time. And I was like, yo, you just walk differently. You just talk differently. And it brings a level of security to your family. And I say this really, like, I say this in a real way, in a mature way. But I hear this even with married couples. Their intimacy life is better. Their romantic life is better. Their family life at home is better. Because the stress of worrying about if one small thing happens, it's not going to impact their family. I've sat down with families and they don't have financial security and they're concerned about if a $50 thing comes up, it can throw the whole family off. So having $100,000 in your savings just brings a level of security and a level of peace that is amazing. But you see, also having $100,000 in your savings also provides investment opportunities. You see, with $100,000, you can have more opportunities to invest and grow your wealth through various channels, such as stocks, real estate, and or starting a business. So that's why I wanted to do this show, was that, man, there's so many different things there that you can do. And of course, for the majority of you all, you don't need to have $100,000 in your savings account, per se. You need to have at least 3 to 6 months of your net pay. And so then the others, you can put that into an investment account, you can put that into a CD, et cetera. But my whole philosophy is, man, I want to make sure that I have at least 6 months, bare minimum, of my net pay of what I make sitting in the reserves. And then I'm going to invest the rest. But Anthony, how did you do this? And I don't want to talk about this. I really want to break it down. Like, there's no secret. Oh my God, I did this and I maneuvered this and I did that. No, there's no secret to how I got $100,000 in my savings account. Plus, and there's no secret how you can get $25, $50, $75, or $100,000 in your savings account. And here's the very first thing that I did. Number one is I increased my savings potential. That's what I did. I increased my savings potential. Anthony, what do you mean you increase your saving potential? I increase my income. There's this philosophy that I hear out there that people saying, man, instead of asking how much can I afford, people are asking how can I make more money to afford what I want? And I started asking myself, you know what? If I want that kind of lifestyle, if I want to invest into real estate, if I want to invest into vacationing, if I want to live this kind of luxurious lifestyle, if I want to see six figures, $25,000, $30,000 inside my savings account, then I need to increase my income. What did I do? I focused on finding ways to boost my income, whether that was through a pay raise at a time, switching jobs, or developing a side hustle that can then turn into a side business that could then turn into my full-time business. And that's exactly what I focused on. I didn't focus on a raise. I didn't focus on switching over to a job. I said, you know what, man? I could honestly start my own business and do this full time. So I started doing some research and looking into boot camps, looking into courses and looking into different YouTube channels and podcast shows. And I started learning how to do YouTube better, how to speak better, how to sell better. And that turned into a little side business for a little while. Then it blew up until now it's in a seven-figure business. Now that I have a seven-figure business, I'm able to pay myself six figures, multiple six figures a year. And it allows me to save a lot of money and invest a lot of money. But some of us are so stuck on where we are that we're not trying to be creative with generating other income. We get off of our job and we don't want to come home and figure out different ways that can generate other income. We'll come off our job and go work another part-time job. But when is the last time you came off your job and you came back and you started learning different things? Because if you're going to increase your income, not only do you need to find ways to boost your income by starting another business, but you got to have continuous learning, y'all. You got to continually invest in yourself by learning new skills that can increase your earning potential and open up a new career opportunity or reveal to you a side business that you can start. One of the greatest things that I've really been teaching right now is my friends over there at Yellowtail. They are offering, you know, boot camps that you could do at night because it's designed to be with people who have a full-time job. And once a week, you come spend 2 hours. And within a matter of 6 to 9 months, you complete this program. And they have an 80% guaranteed job placement ratio to where if you sign up with them and you give them 6 to 9 months consistently after your 9-to-5 job for one day a week, You can go from making from where you are now to another $20,000, $30,000 a year with them. They have an 80% guarantee ratio of getting people placed inside of the tech industry. And this is amazing. This is what I'm talking about. How do you go take a boot camp? How do you jump on a Yellowtail Tech that is a, you know, it's an $18,000 situation that you can pay for it over a period of time? Or how do you go into get a boot camp from my friends over at Course Careers? There's other boot camps out there to where you can get into a job part-time that's paying you another $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year that boosts your income that then will allow you to put more money into your savings. And so what we're going to do on today is we're going to list all the boot camps that I believe that if you want to learn something on the side, you got Yellowtail, you got Course Careers, we got some other boot camps out there that will really help you get the education anywhere from 30-day boot camp to a 6 to 9 month boot camp, anywhere from $400 to $2,000 to $14,000, $15,000. You can choose, but you got to get the education so you can up your income. Here's another thing that a lot of people are sleeping on when it comes to elevating their income is you can monetize your message. You can turn your hobbies, your interests, your passions into income generating activities, such as creating content on YouTube, becoming a content creator, freelancing, or selling products. The number one fastest millionaire industry today is content creation. They're saying by the end of next year, 2025, that the content creation space will be a $25 billion industry in America. Years ago, man, I wasn't making $1 million a year. But now that's bare minimum of what my company will do. Solely because I'm taking what I'm passionate about and I'm teaching y'all. You can be passionate about helping mothers raise their children. You can be passionate about helping people become the best virtual assistant or the best secretary. You can be passionate about sales. You can be passionate about whatever career field you're in. How about you come home and turn it into a course? Come home and turn it into a YouTube show, a podcast show, and generate extra money. And if this is something that you're saying, Anthony, you know what? I think I agree with you. I agree that I should be able to come on and put this on YouTube, put this on podcast. I got something I want to say, and I want to say to make money while doing it. Well, I'm going to be offering a free webinar here within the next couple of days. All you got to do is go to createmassiveimpact.com. It is 100% free to give me an hour of your time. I'm going to give you five key points on how you can take your message, your passion, and turn that onto YouTube and make money doing it while serving other people. The course is 100% free. I promise you, you only need 1 hour of your time. We'll drop it in today's show notes, but it is createmassiveimpact.com. And I promise you, it will bless you. It will extremely bless you. Now, before we go into my next point, I definitely want to thank today's sponsors of today's show, and that's my friends over at BetterHelp. We're talking about generating $100,000 into your savings and, you know, how do we get there? And a huge part of how we get there is making sure that our number one asset is well taken care of. You can't make money. You can't build wealth. You will not be able to get $100,000 in your savings account if your mind, your number one asset, is not taken care of, if you're not tuning this up. I remember I asked one of my relatives, like, hey, is this particular relative going to therapy? And this particular relative of mine said, no. Like, do you think that this particular relative needs to go to therapy? And I was like, absolutely. I think everybody needs to go to therapy. Therapy is not you go there when something is bad. Therapy is actually better for when you go and everything is good and it prevents you from going bad. You don't take your oil change. You don't take your car to get an oil change once you start seeing black dirt and black dust coming out of your engine. No, you take it to while it's still somewhat clean and you change it before it can even come dirty. That's where my friends at BetterHelp come in and play. As a matter of fact, check out this quick ad. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the show. And I also want to thank my friends at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. You know, I often catch myself scrolling through social media, seeing snapshots of perfect lives and wondering why mine doesn't look the same. It's a common feeling, and I just got to be honest with you. We see all these flawless moments and can't help but compare. But it's important to remember what we're seeing isn't always the full story, yet alone the truth. Those perfect pictures, they're just highlights. That's why focusing on our own journey is crucial, and therapy can be a great tool to help us do just that. You see, I have personally been using BetterHelp specifically. I truly believe in the power of therapy. It's been a game changer for many and for myself. Therapy provides a space to develop the skills needed for handling life's ups and downs, setting healthy boundaries, and embracing who we truly are. It's not just for overcoming major obstacles. It's about empowering ourselves to live our best lives. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp is the perfect option for you. It's all online, making it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. All you need to do is fill out a quick questionnaire and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. Plus, if you feel the need to change therapists, y'all, you can do this anytime with no extra cost. Stop comparing and focusing with BetterHelp. I want you to visit betterhelp.com/AO today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/AO. All right, let's get back to today's show. So listen, check out my friends over at BetterHelp. We'll drop their information in today's show note. Thank you, BetterHelp, for partnering us for 3 years. This has been an amazing journey, an amazing partnership, and I'm loving what we're doing and how we're helping people fine-tune their minds. So thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's show. Let's get on to number two. If you're going to get to $100,000, not only do you need to create that margin and create that opportunity for that opportunity, to do that, to create that margin, is simple. I had to live below my means. I had to. There is no shortcut. There is no secret. Oh my God, how do I do this? Do I go play in a lottery? No. God has given you the means to do what you need to do with your finances. The problem is we live above our means. Here are some few quick steps on how I live below my means. Number one is I budget. I create a zero-based budget at the end of every single month, going into the next month, and y'all, I stick to it. I probably give myself about a 5% margin of error in that, so that way I can, pivot if I need to. But I'm tracking every single expense inside of my budget, inside of my spending. And I find areas where I can cut back on. At the time of this show coming out, I'm probably just now coming back from Italy. Went to Italy for my birthday. And I saved for that for a whole year. I added it to my budget because I didn't want to live above my means. So I knew this was coming. And I said, you know what? Last September, I said, hey, you know, let's start setting aside money for this trip. So that way, when I'm on this trip, I'm not spending frivolously. And I know this is the budget that I have to spend on that. And I don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul. I don't have to skip over this bill to do that. Man, I have the freedom to do that because I budgeted for this particular time frame. And if we're going to get six figures inside of that, you're going to have to specifically budget for that. So not only did I budget, man, I became a minimalist, right? I embraced the minimalist lifestyle by focusing on needs rather than my wants. I am a car guy. I like trading in my cars like every year, 2 years. And I say, you know what? I'm not going to do that this year. I'm not going to do it. I was starting to get into like jewelry and stuff like that. I say, you know what? I don't need any more jewelry. I'm going to live below my means. I'm going to become a minimalist. Because you know why? This reduces unnecessary spending and clutter within our homes, within our finances, and within our mind. It feels good to know that I don't have a whole bunch of options. I'm going to stick to this. even a part of me is thinking about going to like just specific colors that I wear on my show now. Specific colors and specific shirts. Like I'm always gonna wear a black shirt or a white shirt or a gray shirt. I don't know. I've been thinking about like, how can I save money and still be impactful? Because it doesn't matter what shirt that I have on, what clothes that I have on while I'm talking to you all, as long as I'm giving you all the honest content and all the stuff. And I can sit there and go through, I can have 10 shirts and keep those 10 shirts washed and clean here in the studio. I can do that for the rest of the year and I'll have to buy brand new shirts. It's something that I've really been thinking about. But I'm really starting to be focused on things that I'm doing and how I'm doing it. Which leads me to the next thing of how I'm doing that is I honestly avoid lifestyle inflation. You know, I told y'all earlier that I'm a car guy. Like I actually like trading in my cars because I like having different cars. And I say, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that this year. My company made a whole lot of money last year. I mean, man, it was our best year. Every single year that we've had this company, AO Enterprise, AKA the Neatness Network, our numbers have gone up. And because our numbers have gone up, I was like, you know what? I can afford to go build the dream home. Went out there, bought the land, met with the builder, got approved for the loan because a lot of people think I pay cash for my houses and I've never said I pay cash for houses. I pay cash for everything else but my personal homes. And got approved for everything. When the builder came back to me and to the bank and said, hey, it's going to be $2.5 million to build the house. I bought the land for $850,000. So it's going to be $3.7 million. When I first looked at this situation, they told me it's going to be about $1.7 to do everything. And $1.7 is good because my house right now is right around $1.2. So I was like, all right, bet. That's only $500,000 more. I can afford that. But then when the bank came back at 3 point, went out of the bank, the builder came back would be everything about 3.5, 2 point something to build a home. Instantly, the bank said, you're approved. Go ahead. Go ahead and build a house. I said, pause. Pause. Nope. That's $2 million more than what I thought this was going to be. And just because my money from the business has inflated, I haven't paid myself more money. I have not taken, no, I'm lying. I've only taken a $12,000 salary increase within the last 3 years. I don't pay myself a whole lot of money for my business because my business is still relatively new. And the last thing I want to do is have all of these nice things on a personal side at the cost of my business suffering. I need to hire more team members. So what I've done is I've built my house to live off of, honestly, I've built my lifestyle to live off of $100,000 salary. That's what I have built my life around. While my company is making multiple millions a year, but I also have to cover close to $70,000 in payroll a month, which includes my payroll. And so for me, I'm like, instead of for me trying to inflate the lifestyle because I want to save more money, because I'm saving money right now. I have like multiple savings accounts, high yield savings account, because I have an emergency savings account. I have an invest.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Investment savings account, and then I have a real estate savings account that I have. And the investment real estate is like, investment account is if I have, let's say for an example, a great business opportunity that I can invest into. Great, that's where that money's going towards. Real estate, I'm getting into real estate. I'm trying to buy multiple duplexes or four-door units, right? And so I'm saving for that. So instead of me inflating, watch this, going with the inflation of my income, I'm trying to inflate my actual income. I don't want to inflate my lifestyle. I want to inflate my income so that way when I do go to get that dream home, I'm not going to feel it because I've generated income that's going to pay for it. I've generated income that puts six figures inside of my savings account, and I've generated income that will then pay for my wants and my desires. But oftentimes what we do when we get our pay raise, man, we'll go and change. We'll get a brand new apartment. We'll get a brand new car. We go treat ourselves. And I think there's nothing wrong with treating yourself to something nice. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, I know that there's something wrong with that. But this goes back to, what's the game plan that you have? What is the game plan that you need to get to your goal of $100,000 inside of your savings? Here's why I'm so big on the high yield savings account, because let's say for an example, you start off your account with $1,000. Well, you're going to get 4.6% if you go to SoFi. And let's say you get that thing up to $10,000. Now you're getting more compound interest. And then say you go up to $20,000. Now you're getting more compound interest. What am I saying? A high yield savings account will help you get there quicker because they're going to also be giving you money to help you get to your goal. But if you're following the lifestyle inflation, you'll never get to your goal. Which leads me to the third thing that I really, 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 really want to spend just a little bit of time. Purchase only what you need for a season. That's number three. I forgot the quote and I want to paraphrase it, but it's something like this. A lot of us would rather live where we are for the next 12 years rather than sacrificing the next 12 months to change the rest of your life? Let me say it one more time. A lot of us would rather live the next 12 years of our life where we are right now because we've allowed something that is not healthy, that is not good, to become comfortable and to become our norm. Rather than saying for the next 12 months, I'm going to sacrifice and only purchase the things that I need so that after, by this time next year, I can purchase the things that I need and the things that I want with no hesitation, with no hurdles, with no issues. We don't want to do that. You see, seasonal spending is where I started right there. You have to evaluate your needs based on the season of the life that you're in. Prioritizing spending on essentials and delay gratification for non-essential items is crucial to getting $25, $50, $75, $100,000 inside of your savings account. I want to talk about delayed gratification because I lived it. I had to practice self-discipline by delaying purchases that were wants rather than my needs. When I wanted to see I remember the very first time I said, you know what? I want to put $10,000 inside of my savings account. And I remember, man, I got invited to go on this dope trip. And I'm just going to be real and vulnerable with y'all. And the young lady I was interested to, who was so fine. I mean, she was so gorgeous. My God. Can I just be real with y'all? I'm just going to be real and transparent. I was imagining seeing her in a nice little bikini on the beach in the Bahamas. I was imagining being on that boat and she out there dancing. I'm like, hey, girl, how you doing? That trip would have cost me $5,000. That was at the time I was trying to save for $10,000 to be in my savings. And I had to literally ask myself, do you want to sacrifice your responsibility, your need? Like, you need money inside a savings account so that you can have fun with the woman that potentially or may not potentially be your woman? Do you want to sacrifice your needs, your security, your financial security at the cost of having fun? Let's be real. I'm going to go deep. Y'all ain't ready for this. Do you want to say no to yourself just so at the possibility you can have sex? That sounds like an immature man who's not ready for responsibility, who's not ready for God to enlarge his territory. Y'all, I chose the $10,000. Like, when that hit my spirit, are you saying no to this so that you can please your flesh? For one day when this could change your life? I had to practice self-discipline by delaying something that I really wanted to do. And I'm so grateful that I delayed it because I ended up talking to the young lady and I ended up, you know, getting to know her better. And she wasn't worth my time. She wasn't a bad person. She wasn't a bad individual. And let me say this too. I wasn't worth her time. We were not a good fit together. But because I delayed gratification, it helped me build a strong financial foundation. And when I got that $10,000 inside of that account, y'all, it made me want to put more money inside of it because I started seeing the power of that compound interest. I was like, wait a minute. This is real. They just gave me $60. Wait, hold up. To y'all saying, oh, you tripping over $60? No, I didn't do nothing for that $60. I just let the money sit there. So I got intentional about putting more money in there, and I got to my 3 to 6 months of expenses at that time. Then as I evolved and matured and brought money, I was like, you know what? Expenses is great, but why not just go ahead and put 3 to 6 months of your net pay inside of there? Man, I get excited when I put money inside of my savings account. I get excited when I know I am not broke. Which leads me to the next thing. I got intentional about putting money inside of the savings account. You have to be intentional about what you're spending money on. If we're going to get to six figures, $25,000, $50,000, a large lump sum inside of our savings account, we got to make intentional purchases by planning and saving for items rather than just impulsively buying them. This is going to ensure that your spending aligns with your long-term financial goals. Now I do have the capabilities and the freedom within my budget to spend a little bit more freely than I did 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I've been debt-free for years. I mean, for years, right? But I started, when I first started making my money, I had to be intentional about my saving. Then I had to be intentional about my investing. Then I had to be intentional about becoming a homeowner. So I've been making a lot of money here for a while, but I had to really spend some time and be intentional about what I'm doing. Which leads me to the number four thing. If we're going to get to $100,000 inside of our savings account, number four, you got to be intentional about automatically saving. Automatically saving. And so what I did was I set up automatic transfers. So on the, we get paid on the 1st and on the 15th, and on the 1st of the month, I automatically transfer my 10% savings to my church. Then number two, I automatically transfer. I think right now I'm in between 5 and 10% into different savings account. I'm no longer saving for an emergency fund because I already have that maxed out, but I am saving for investments and I am saving for more real estate, right? So I automate my savings by setting up recurring transfers from my checking account into my SoFi high yield savings account. This ensures that you save consistently without having to remember to do it manually. Because let's be real, we're going to forget. We're going to have something come up. Oh, I want to go on this date, or this new item just came out, or this new hair just came out, or I want to do this. I want to get my nails done. And we automatically forget. And here's the truth, y'all. I automatically forget that I'm paying my bills and paying myself. When I go to my savings account, I'm like, oh, shoot, wait, I just got paid yesterday. Oh, shoot. I sent money to my savings. I paid my mortgage. I did this. I did that. I love it. Like, I'm automatically saving and investing into my nephews and niece 529 account. I don't even see the money. I never see the money. It's automatically coming out. And after I've paid God, I pay myself first. I got to treat my savings. You got to treat your savings like another bill that needs to be paid, because you need your money in the savings. And you do that by automatically saving. You prioritize your financial goals and you make saving become a habit. Habits turn into systems. Systems produce wealth. Habits can turn into systems. Well, no, I like that. Thank you, God. Healthy habits turn into a healthy system. A healthy system produces wealth and long-lasting wealth. Unhealthy habits produce unhealthy systems, and unhealthy systems prevent you from building savings and building wealth. So I'm generating healthy habits by paying myself first, like I am a mandatory bill, because I am a mandatory bill. I am more important than Bank of America. I'm sorry. I am more important than Pepco, my electricity company. I am more important than Verizon, my phone and my internet company. I love all those companies, because without them, I wouldn't have heat. I wouldn't have phone. Wouldn't be able to talk to y'all right now. But Anthony O'Neill is more important than anyone else. And so after I pay God, who was the most important, I pay myself. Because I have dreams, I have goals for my family, and I want to make sure that they're good. Then after I pay them, I pay my bills. I pay my bills. But here's the problem. And let me end on this. I want to end on this one right here. The reason why some of you all will not hit $100,000 inside your savings account, and the reason why some of us are struggling to even put $1,000 or $5,000 inside of our savings account, is because of the people that surround us. We have friends who don't think like us, that we're not aligned. I don't want you to have friends. If you're a doctor, he's a doctor. If you're a preacher, he's a preacher. No. We need to have friends who may be in different career fields, but we have the same goals, and that is financial freedom, saving, investing, and doing the right thing with our money. And the reason why I got to $100,000 in my savings account, can I be real with you all? It's because I found me a true accountability partner, which is number five. You have to find a true financial accountability partner. You need a financial friend who understands what you're trying to do. You need a friend who shares your financial goals and values. This could be a friend, this could even be a family member, or even a financial planner that some of y'all need to get. But you need a friend that when you feel like spending this, you can call them, y'all can talk through it. He or she can be like, yo, bro, that's not what you said. Or sis, girl, that's not what you said. My friend is Stephen Chandler. He'll call me, I'll call him, because we're both car guys. We love cars and, you know, we love nice things. And I remember he called me about something. I was like, hey, bro, don't do that, bro. I called him about something. He was like, hey, bro, if you do that, Anthony, that's going to take you away from ABC. I'm the money guy, and I have a financial accountability partner. Because even I am still human and I can still and will make mistakes with my money. So because I know my weaknesses, I put strong accountability partners around me to where my weakness is their strength and my strength, it could be their weakness. So we hold each other accountable. But we do that because we have regular check-ins. Me and Steven, we play golf every Friday if both of us are in town. And we just check in. We don't talk about God. When we talk about business, we talk about manhood, fatherhood, marriage and relationships for me, money, goals that we're working on. We were just playing golf the other day in Atlanta, man. And he was like, man, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think about this? I was like, man, this is a great idea, I think. But if you do this, you got to do ABC. You got to run and play like this because I did it and I did XYZ. So you got to schedule regular meetings or check-ins to discuss your progress, share your challenges, and celebrate your success together. But I want to go back to share your challenges. You got to find the right accountability partner that will cover your weaknesses and your challenges and your truth. You got to find a partner that will create a space and a place for you to be honest about some of your challenges, some of your issues that you're dealing with, and they'll pray with you, they'll cover you, and they'll help walk you through on how to get through these challenges without missing your goal. And I hate to say this, it may not be your spouse. It may not be your girlfriend. It may not be your boyfriend. I hope that it is. I hope that whoever you're dating, whoever you're engaged to, whoever you're doing life with, whoever you're married with, they can rock with you and you all have the same goals. Hell, my girlfriend, she better have the same goals as me. We better be on the same page because we're building together. But it needs to be a place to where I can come like, you know what? I was thinking about spending XYZ today and I didn't do it. What'd you think though? Huh? Why? Another thing that accountability people will help you out with, they'll help you stay motivated. You see, having someone to hold you accountable can keep you motivated and on track with your savings goals, especially during challenging times. Sometimes I get discouraged with some of my goals and my accountability friends and partners are right there with me. Anthony, keep going. Anthony, keep going. You're close. And one thing I've learned, man, right when I was about to get to where I was going, I quit. I was a month away. I was a week away, or I was a year away. Thinking I was 5 years, 5 months, et cetera, a long time away. And I was right around the corner. And I need friends. When they see me starting to give up, they're like, wait, don't give up. Wait, Don't give up. Keep going. You're right there. You're right there. I need friends who can see where I'm going. They see that I'm close and they can motivate me going. You know why? Because they've been there before. They know exactly what I'm doing. And here's the last thing. It's going to be completely different. How do you get $100,000 in your savings account? I'm not a church. I'm not a pastor. But I think the reason why God enlarged my company and our income is because I became selfless. Remember, I've always said this. I pray like everything depends on God. I go to prayer. I'm like, God, if this is your will, if this is your assignment, if this is your desire, God, you're going to give me the resources, the tools, the knowledge, the wisdom, the people to help me get there. I pray like it all depends on God. And I work physically, practically, like it all depends on me. But if I would not have first went to God, God would not have given me the resources to do what our company has done. You want to get $100,000 in your account, in your savings account. You want to enlarge your savings, your income. Here's the number six thing. Pray like it all depends on him and be generous with what he gives you. Again, I'm not a church and I go to Union Church here. And I'm not saying, and there is no way that you can give me money. So this is not even to raise a quote unquote offering. But you want to put $100,000 in your savings account. Show God you can be faithful with his 10% by giving it back. God can do more with the 10% than you can do with 100%. Anthony, I don't want to get a 10%. I'm not going to get a 10% because I'm trying to get to my goal of getting my emergency fund. No. Give God his 10%. Because you don't know the doors God can put you in that can supersede, turn your 90% that you currently have right now and multiply that, triple that. You just never know. But God is waiting to see, can he trust you with more? And if he could trust you with more, God is going to continue to bless you with more. My company has not fallen behind. We've either maintain or went up in income. And it's solely because I'm always trying to figure out how can my company be a blessing? How can we serve people? Anyone who is close to me knows Anthony is one of the most generous people in the world. And if I'm going to be honest, I got that from Dave Ramsey. People will have their thoughts about my friend. And I respect everyone's thoughts and opinions, but I've been around them. And that man was one of the most generous people with his resources that I've ever met. I've watched him pay off millions of dollars of people's debt. I've watched him pay off hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans to people who didn't even know him. I've watched this dude give away $2 million to his staff members just to take them on a Christmas spending free. I've watched him buy out malls, buy out movie theaters, give away cars, give away vacations. I've watched this man be a blessing to others. And I think that is one of the main reasons why his company is so blessed, no matter what people may say about him. The same God that loves me, that made me, is the same God that loved and made him and loved and made you. And what I'm seeing is if I could figure out how to be a blessing, because what does the Bible say? I ain't trying to preach to y'all, but the Bible says it is better to what? Give than it is to receive. So if I'm always showing God that I want to give as much as I can, God is going to figure out a way to help me give more. But if he's helping me give more, that means he has to give me literally more income to give away more. You want to get $100,000 inside your savings account? I challenge you, the next time you get paid, give God his 10%. I challenge you to give it cheerfully. I challenge you to say, God, I'm going to trust you more than I trust myself. You know the desires of my heart because you place those desires inside of my heart. You know the financial goals that I have, that my family has. God, you know what I'm trying to do with my life. And God, I want to be a better steward. So I'm going to trust you way more than I trust myself. Here's the 10%. I gotta move some things around in my budget. I gotta change some things around, but I'm tired of trusting myself. Myself got me here. God, I'm putting it back on you. I am yours. I trust you. Here's your 10%. I'm gonna give you a little bonus. Don't do this right now, but I give God more than 10%. My pastor said something when we was on a money show, on his show a couple of Fridays ago, and he said, he tithes off of where he wants to be. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm not tithing where I want to be, but I'm definitely tithing more than what the 10% is. Why? Because I want God to give me more. So I don't want to give God the bare minimum. I want to give God more. If you're not giving God anything, you need to give God his 10% so God can trust you. But I try my Jesus. What am I man saying? Try Jesus, don't try me. I try Jesus. I'm always looking at Jesus saying, God, I want to do more. He go 15% this month. My pastor's raising money for the church. God, I'm going to give the 15% and I'm going to give more on top of the 15%. Of course, I'm in a different financial situation, but I don't care if your tithe is $200 a month, yo, give God $225. Make a sacrifice. Show God, you know what, God? I trust you more. And I'm going to sow into that. And watch your savings account go up because God gave you more while you were working like you needed more. I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You see, one thing as I'm ending today's show, I want y'all to understand it. There's no secrets to building wealth. Here's a secret to making $1 million. Here's a secret of how you do this overnight. There's no secrets. This is all common sense, basic, direct information that I'm going to give you. And y'all, later this year, man, I'm super excited, but I'm going to be revealing my money curriculum. I'm going to be having my financial advisors, my attorneys, I got a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be coming in, and we're going to give you this stuff, y'all. I am going to be generating a community. Not a course. I hate courses. I'm generating a community of people who are saying, yo, I am committed to changing my life within the next year. I am committed to building wealth. And so you're going to be a part of this community where we're meeting once a month. We're dropping courses in there once a month. You're navigating with other people. You're finding accountability partners. I'm excited about what we're doing. Because I want to have a community of people who have $100,000 in a savings account. I want a community of people who are worth $1 million, $2 million by the time they turn 35, 40 years old. I want a community of people who are 100% debt free. I want a community of people who have rental properties and four doors on a property. Like, I want to build that community. There's no secrets to this. It's about, are we willing to put the work in to get there? So y'all keep it locked. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm thrilled. I can't wait. But let me shut up. I'm trying to hit 35 minutes on these shows to help you all really win more with your money. And so I want to say something else, but I'm not. Check me out on the next show, and I'll talk about it then. All right, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill. I'll see you soon. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.